Bob Zimmerman, who keeps the website Behind the Black Hubble. Bob is the author of Universe in a Mirror, the story of Hubble and its adventures over the years. I was not aware that Hubble was threatened. Now that it's not threatened, what threatened it, Bob?
Well, this is the story from astronomers for the last few years are saying all the satellite constellations, mostly Starlink, that has been launched into orbit is going to prevent them from doing observations in space because all these satellites will be in the way. Well, astronomers at a conference this past week or so admitted that the new satellite constellations are not a threat to observations from Hubble. Not only do those observations already have little impact on the observations, in fact, they admit the cosmic rays that strike the telescope's detectors are a much bigger nuisance. This is not a big problem. It hasn't been a big problem. It's not going to be a big problem. But they've also developed new software tools to reduce the problem even more. So they basically admitted, it's not a threat to Hubble. The constellations are not a threat. And all these screams and cries from astronomers about how we have to put regulations over strict new satellite constellations appear very bogus. And based upon all the data that other amateurs have provided me about observations, it's even less of importance because most ground-based telescopes don't make observations when these satellites are visible. And so that's not an issue. I just was gobsmacked that the Space Telescope Institute published this press release and these results because it basically breaks the narrative that we've got to give astronomers the power to regulate constellations because they'll hurt their observations or it doesn't.
To Puerto Rico, a radio telescope that fell apart, Arecibo. Now, I recall somebody private bought it, a university took it over, then it fell apart some more, and I lost track. Where is it today, Bob?
Well, there was never any purchase by a private enterprise. The National Science Foundation had been trying to get rid of Arecibo for years and wasn't doing any maintenance on it. So they tried to see if it could get a private company to, for profit, run the thing. And they made a contractual deal, but it was never really completed or carried through. And then the telescope fell down and broke. And it's a radio telescope, and it's inside this Dig Valley. So it fell apart. So astronomers are trying to get Arecibo rebuilt. They made a big proposal a few years ago of a giant new radio telescope placed there, but it would cost $500 million. The National Science Foundation was not interested. So they've now downsized that proposal. They don't have a cost figure, but they're giving what they think will be a cheaper solution to rebuild Arecibo. I have no idea if the National Science Foundation will be interested. They own it and run Arecibo. In fact, I doubt they'll do anything, but because they haven't shown any interest in their older telescopes, the National Science.
And this is a radio telescope. Do we have a surrogate for this? We don't.
No. There are other countries who are building things, but we don't.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.